Your weekend outlook is brought to you by Tom Potter State Farm. Let Tom Potter quote your insurance. Call 270-965-2284.
Good Thursday morning. We have a great deal to cover today, so we're going to get right into it. You know, one of the things that's been on my mind is whether we're going to get school started here on time. Crittenden County schools are not supposed to go back until August 26th. That's a later date than normal because they've got all this construction going on the middle school and high school campus where a new wing to the middle school is being built. Drove through there yesterday and took a look. I don't know. I'll be surprised if they can get in school when they're supposed to, but there is some whispering going on that there could be a week delay. That's obviously nothing that's been proposed at this point, but it wouldn't be surprising if they are. Now, some of the other schools around in the area are going back next week, I believe. Certainly over the next 2 weeks, most of them will be getting back. We're seeing a lot of these back to school events coming up over the next few days. You can see all of those in this week's Crittenden Press. You can also go to the Early Bird Facebook page. We've got a lot of the other surrounding counties information in there. The big news late this week in Crittenden County, it's the final days of the annual Lions Club Fair. Of course, coming up on Friday morning is the fair breakfast and the Ag Hall of Fame induction. We're going to hear from the gentleman who's going to be inducted into the Ag Hall of Fame in just a moment, but I want to get you caught up on some more dates and times. On Friday night will be the Family Fun Night. That's from 5 to 9 p.m. at the fairgrounds. They'll have all kinds of cool stuff, pony rides, 4-H poultry show, stick pony race. We've told you about some of this stuff earlier, pedal tractor pull, games and concessions. It's really, really cool stuff. And then on Saturday, there will be the Demolition Derby. That's the feature event on Saturday night, and that'll close out the fair. Let's hear now from 86-year-old Carol Hendricks, who will be inducted into the Ag Hall of Fame on Friday morning. So I'm sitting here on the farm with Carol Hendricks, who is going to be inducted into the Crittenden County Agriculture Hall of Fame. Mr. Hendricks, what an honor that is. Congratulations.
Well, thank you very much. It is an honor. There's a lot of good farmers in Crittenden County, and I don't know how I deserve this, really.
Well, you've been at it for a long time and seen a lot of changes in farming. I know you told me your family had been farming here on this ground near the Cave Springs area of Crittenden County for several generations. And so tell me, you worked at Potter and Brumfield your entire life, 40-some-odd years, and then farmed on the side. How difficult was that to manage your time?
Well, it wasn't too bad because, I was just 15 minutes away from home when I was at work. Mm-hmm. So when I got off from work, I'd come home and change my clothes and go to work on the farm. And then sometimes I would work 2 or 3 hours early in the morning before I went to work mm-hmm. and during the busy planting season. And so it worked out pretty good, really.
Mm-hmm. Of course, you're what, 86 years old?
86.
86. So I guess in your younger days of farming, I don't assume you were plowing with any mules, but I'm sure tractors were pretty low-grade equipment back
that's,
then.
That's right, yeah. 48-horsepower tractors and 2-plow tractor and a 2-wheel drive, of course, and mm-hmm. and It took a long time to get anything done.
Yeah. Was that a red belly tractor? A lot of people had those red bellies.
No, I didn't have a red belly. I had a Massey Ferguson, a 65 Massey Ferguson, I believe is what it was.
Yeah.
And it was a good one. And so then I went to John Deere, got a 40-20 John Deere, way back when you could get one. It was a used one. Robert Brantley had used it, and it'd been used 3 or 4 years, and I gave $5,000 for it, and I used it for years, and then I sold it to my son-in-law for $5,000, and bought it, and I had another tractor of a 6400 John Deere with a cab on it and air conditioning. Well, that's nice, you know, for a change. But then that burned up last fall, and so I wound up buying another 40-20. But I had to give about three times what I give for it, give for my first one
Get it. Yeah. I'm surprised it wasn't more than that.
Yeah, and of course it's 60 years old, so I guess it's maybe antique too. I don't know.
Well, a 4020 is a very popular model of the John Deere, isn't it?
It is. It's one of the most, popular.
So what were the most challenging times in your farming career? Was it any particular weather patterns that were difficult? Or back in the 80s, early 80s, I think, when the interest rates got so high for farm ground? What were the tough times?
Well, the interest rates was probably the most tough because I owed money, and a lot of farmers did, and a lot of farmers went broke, you know, during that time.
Right.
But my off-farm job helped me a whole lot, so, you know, I managed to make it and pay my bills and pay my interest and pay my loan down.
Yeah. So those were the tough times. What were the great times, I guess, the times when the fruit was very plentiful?
Well, I guess when corn got about $5 a bushel, and one time beans got $12 a bushel. And that helped a whole lot. Yeah.
Yeah. And, gosh, the production cost now on farming is just outrageous, isn't it?
Yes, it is, yeah. Yeah, no telling. It probably cost $500 or $600 an acre just to put out a crop count everything, yeah.
So do you still do any farming at all, or do you just rent your property out now?
When I turned 80, I was just tired of working, and I sold all my cattle, and I rent my farm to my neighbors here, the Hardesties, and they got ground all the way around me. So when they plant theirs, they plant mine, and they usually plant theirs early. Mm-hmm. So that means they plant mine early, and that means you get a better yield when they do that.
Yeah.
So it worked out pretty good.
All right, Carol, thank you. For anybody that's interested, you want to come out and see Mr. Carol Hendricks get his Hall of Fame award, I guess you might say, induction into the Hall of Fame. That will be at the 4-H breakfast, the fair breakfast out at the fairgrounds on Friday morning. I think if you'll get there around 7 o'clock in the morning, you can grab a nice plate of bacon and sausage and eggs, and they have fruit. It's quite a spread they have out there. So come out and be part and support this project for 4-H and enjoy seeing Mr. Hendricks being inducted into the Hall of Fame.
And again, that fair breakfast kicks off at 7 a.m. They'll have sausage and eggs and bacon and all the other stuff that goes along with a nice fair breakfast. There's a small fee you pay. I can't remember, $5, $6, $7 or something like that. It's a real deal for a breakfast that you get out there. There'll be some award presentations as well as the induction into the Ag Hall of Fame. Let's take a break and hear from one of our sponsors, and we'll be right back in just a moment.
H&H Home and Hardware, the name says it all. And in 2025, H&H is celebrating its 25th year in business. H&H Home and Hardware on Sturgeon Road in Marion has everything you need for plumbing, electrical, lumber, paint, building supplies, hardware, plus pool supplies, steel power equipment and repairs, and so much more. H&H is open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Saturday, 8 a.m., 6 p.m.
I'll remind you that this program is supported by advertising. If you're interested in being a sponsor, give us a shout at the Crittenden Press, 965-3191. I'll just run down some other activities going on starting today. There's a memorial service for Zach Woodall. You can see the obituary in the Crittenden Press. That's at 6 p.m. 4 to 6 p.m. is visitation service at 6 p.m. at Gilbert Funeral Home. Library Board meeting at 5:30 p.m., Crittenden County Public Library Board. On Friday, there will be a launching of a new information program by the Crittenden County Clerk, Daryl Tabor. He tells us about this tax alert service. It's going live on Friday. It's called Text My Gov. You can check that out by going to the website. If you want all that information, you need to go to the Crittenden Press and read about it, or check out the clerk's Facebook page. On Saturday, in addition to that demolition derby on Friday night, there's some other things going on. Community prayer, 10 a.m. That'll be on the empty lot next to the Crittenden Press. Trail of Tears Association is having a big event over in Princeton at the George Kuhn Library, where they're having a guest speaker, Gary Collier, author of A Mother's Burden. It's about the Cherokee that came through here during the removal back in the 1830s, known as the Trail of Tears. Funeral services for Grace McDonald are also over in Catawba. She has a lot of ties here in Crittenden County. On Saturday, the Eric Horner concert will be out at Pleasant Grove General Baptist Church. You'll need to check that one out, 6 p.m. And if you like hummingbirds, head on down to the Nature Station at Land Between the Lakes, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. It's Hummingbird Festival. And in local sports, it's time to register for youth soccer and fall baseball and softball, sponsored by organizations out at Marion Crittenden County Park. Those soccer registration forms are available at the Crittenden Press, and the form to register for fall baseball and softball it'll also be available at the Crittenden Press, but you can also find it on the Crittenden County Dugout Club Facebook page. The annual Pippi Harden Ronnie Myers golf fundraiser for the Crittenden County football team will be on Wednesday, August 12th, I believe that is. Let me look at my calendar real quick. August 13th. That will be down at the golf course in Salem at Deer Lake. So if you want to sign up for that fundraiser, again, on Wednesday, the 13th of August. There has been a change in Crittenden County football's preseason scrimmage schedule. They will be on the road to play at Murray. That will be next Friday, a week from tomorrow, on the 8th. And then the scrimmage the following week was supposed to be at Madisonville, but that has been changed, and that will now be at Crittenden County. And that's a wrap on news and sports this morning. We'll catch you first of the week. This has been Chris Evans reporting for the Crittenden Press.